Bensington Society. The May meeting was about Alice Chaucer, imagining Ewelme's greatest lady, one of the few women ever to be made a Knight of the Garter. She died in 1475 as the Duchess of Suffolk, and the talk was given by Christine Hardiment. Christine is an author, a graduate of Oxford University, and was the founder editor of the university's alumni magazine, Oxford Today. And she is currently working on the last book of her trilogy novels about Alice. The April talk, the great British poster artist given by Graham Twemlow, was a visual as well as an audible success, with many slides showing the iconic posters of the Art Deco period and the first half of the 20th century. They were often commissioned by the four railway companies of the time, along with towns by the sea or in the countryside. As between the wars, much of the population turned to tourism in an attempt to forget war. Who remembers seeing examples of LNER seaside posters, or the Flying Scotsman, or Coronation Scott? Graham explained that they were produced by a printing technique known as lithography, which meant laying down on the paper separate images of a single colour. How the artists and printers produce such complex images is nothing less than incredible. And there's a picture of the seaside, which was the LNER and the Coronation Scott. That reminds me, there was a piece of music called Coronation Scott, composed by Vivian Ellis, that was used as a signature tune for a BBC Light programme detective series. Anyone remember the series name without Googling it? Following the talk, we enjoyed our usual salad supper. And I'd like to say a big thank you to all of our salad ladies. And I'm pleased to say, three gentlemen too, for continuing to provide us with a delicious range of salads. The handover to the farm shop at Britwell Salome for the ham and cheese went well, with just a couple of adjustments to size of ham slices and cheese portions still needed. Big thanks are also due to Fran Swan and Brendan Thorpe for running the bar so well, while Sue and David Cooper were away at an important family celebration. The May meeting was the last before the summer break, so there'll not be any Friday meetings in June, July or August. We meet next on the 26th of September when, let us hope, we will have enjoyed a summer as good as our spring. Unless, that is, you're a farmer or a constant gardener for whom lack of spring rains have brought great concern. Water companies are already dusting down their drought procedures. And that article is by David McGill.